Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of May 9th through the 13th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. The U.S. consumer spent more aggressively in April, and this should continue as long as employment growth holds up. Retail sales jumped 1.3% in April, much better than expected. Plus, the underlying details were solid. The April sales alleviate, but do not eliminate, concerns about the consumer. Growth in total retail sales has averaged just 0.2% so far this year, on par with growth in 2015, but a slow start compared to other recent years. There are concerns about the aging expansion, but we believe that spending will increase as the labor market tightens and wages rise. The first quarter weakness reported by consumer companies has pushed U.S. stocks to the longest series of declines since January's meltdown. The S&P 500 index dropped for a third week after disastrous reports from Macy's and Nordstrom sent retail stocks tumbling. On Friday, the S&P fell to its lowest level in a month. The sell-off occurred despite April's report of the best monthly gain in retail sales in a year. Stocks had started out the week on a high note, mostly driven by improvements in commodities. This week, the focus will be on housing, builder confidence, and industrial activity. We do look for a decent jump in housing starts in April. Existing home sales will also provide further insight into the housing market. Industrial production will give us more clues as to how manufacturers are handling the high inventory levels. The manufacturing sector is expected to see a small gain. After a weak start to the year, manufacturing continues to take baby steps forward. Last week's data highlight looks at retail sales. The retail sales numbers surged in April, helping to dispel worries about a consumer retrenchment. As we said, sales jumped 1.3% after falling 0.3% in March. Excluding autos, sales increased 0.8%, and excluding autos and gas, sales were a still strong 0.6%. Other growth leaders were non-store retailers, grocery stores, and apparel stores. The only major segments to post declines were building supply stores and general merchandise stores, excluding department stores. Sales were up 3% above year earlier levels, much improved over March's 1.7% reading. Consumer spending at gasoline stations picked up in April, but has been restrained over the past year by lower prices. In April, gas prices were still down 10% from a year earlier. Sales excluding gasoline were up more than 4% versus last year. Prospects for the future suggest a gradual improvement continues. Gas prices are trending up, which will move sales higher but won't contribute to an improving environment. Job growth, however, is strong enough to tighten the labor markets and raise wages. Also, growth in credit card balances is the highest since 2008, but consumer debt ratios remain low. Spending will remain modest but positive as we go forward. On the international front, the euro area economy grew slightly less than initially estimated in the first quarter, although momentum was the fastest in a year. Real GDP increased 0.1% in the first quarter and was up 1.5% from a year earlier. The expansion in Germany accelerated to 0.7%, the fastest pace in 2 years. The Dutch economy expanded by 0.5%, and Italy grew by 0.3%. The Greek economy contracted again, falling 0.4%. The world's global markets remain sluggish. The MSCI All Country World Index gave up all its gains for the week on Friday and headed for a fourth week of loss. Low corporate earnings have eroded investor confidence. Markets failed to sustain gains made in the first half of the week amid signs of lackluster growth in Europe and Asia and a pullback in industrial metals. The MSCI Emerging Markets Index slid less than 1% for the week. The Shanghai Composite Index was down 3% in its fourth weekly drop. Weaker economic growth in China in April will likely wear on markets this week. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we start off with the May NAHB Housing Market Index, released on Monday, May 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to remain relatively unchanged for the fourth consecutive month. The index is still well above its pre-recession levels, suggesting builders are in fairly good spirits. April consumer prices will be released on Tuesday, May 17th at 8:30 a.m. We look for the consumer price index to increase 0.2% in April, after the 0.1% gain seen in March. Energy prices have changed from being a drag on the index to being a small positive contributor. The core CPI is expected to show a 2% increase from a year ago, in line with the 2.2% increase seen in March. April housing starts will also be released on Tuesday at 8:30. We expect housing starts to rise to about 1.1 million units, offsetting some of the nearly 9% drop seen in March. Easing the sting of the reported March decline were upward revisions to previous month's totals. The key single-family segment should show an advance, and permits are expected to pick up a little velocity. Industrial production for April will be released on Tuesday, May 17th at 9:15 a.m. Inventories have been an obstacle for manufacturing, and progress has been slow in correcting the problem. Manufacturing is trying to find its footing, but the progress remains slow. The weather was more seasonable in April, and utility output should increase. However, mining will still remain weak, dragged down by coal and by oil and gas output. And ending the week, April existing home sales will be reported by the National Association of Realtors on Friday, May 20th at 10 a.m. Existing home sales are projected to rise just under 1% to 5,370,000 units. This would place April sales about 1.5% above their first quarter average. You will often find the FTR experts at various events around the country. This week, industry expert Larry Gross will be speaking to the Philadelphia Traffic Club, giving an update on all facets of the freight transportation markets. Later in the week, you can catch me on Sirius XM Channel 146 at 3 p.m. Eastern this Thursday. I'll be discussing the March Trucking Conditions Index with Mark Willis on Road Dog Trucking News. And finally, on Friday morning, CEO Eric Starks will be updating Great West Casualty agents and principals at their Texas meeting. We hope to see you soon.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com. Or go to FTRIntel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.